I can tell you how comparable it is to the electric hand pieces, and you won't know until you cut off that first second mandibular molar that's got a full coverage zirconia crown. That's when you will really appreciate that hand piece and what kind of power output it has. 8 years ago, when we first did our first podcast, I could not have imagined having this conversation with you now, that I could cut through, half a dozen zirconia crowns in as many minutes. You know what I mean? It's as fast as I can, hold the rheostat down, I can get through these crowns.
Welcome to the Phil Klein Dental Podcast. As electric handpieces gain popularity for their torque and cutting efficiency, many of us feel pressured to make the switch. However, before making that decision, it's important to explore the latest advancements that have taken air-driven handpieces to a whole new level. In fact, according to our guest, one air-driven handpiece in particular stands out above the rest for its ability to cut through zirconia with ease, making it the primary workhorse in his busy prosthodontic practice. So before you make the leap to electric, do your homework. Understand the latest innovations in air-driven handpieces and how they compare in terms of power, longevity, and ergonomics. The right handpiece isn't just about the latest trend. It's about what fits your hand, your technique, and your patient care philosophy. To tell us all about it is our guest, Dr. Miles Cohn. He's a graduate of Tufts Dental School. He completed a three-year prosthodontic residency program while serving in the United States Army. He's also a certified dental technician. Dr. Cohn and his wife own and operate a private practice prosthodontics clinic, Nuance Dental Specialists, located in Yarmouth, Maine. Dr. Cohn, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Phil, it is always a pleasure to be on the show.
We're always happy to have you on the show, Dr. Cohn. You've contributed quite a bit to Viva Learning. And our first podcast together was 7 years ago, hard to believe, 2018. So the show is still cranking along. Our audience is growing, and I want to thank our audience for that, because without our audience, there's no show. We all know that. That's how it works in media. So this topic is interesting because it's something that dentists and dental professionals of all roles talk about, electric or air-driven. And that's a question that's commonly asked at the dental conventions and so forth. So where are we in the trend right now? Where are we in the operatory regarding the prevalence of electric and air-driven handpieces? Which one's winning the battle here and why?
So that's interesting. So coming out of dental school, we used exclusively air-driven. And I know that my former assistant, who's now also a first-year dental student, she's using air-driven. And I had never heard of electric until I went to my first trade show. I think it was the Yankee Dental Show in Boston. And I saw these handpieces and they were electric. And I thought, what's an electric handpiece? And what's the value? What's the benefit? And of course, the first thing they tell you is, oh, the torque. It's got so much power. And then of course they've got a block of zirconia there and they say, watch this, doc. And then they cut through it. And you're amazed that it cuts through this 1-inch block of zirconia in, 10 seconds. And you think, well, I must have that.
Right,
I need to
exactly.
have that thing. Right. And then you go back to your pre-clin days and seeing your patients at the dental school, and you don't really hear anything about it for a while. And then you get into residency. And now, well, at least my residency was in the military, so we had everything. It was all free. Well, your taxpayer dollars, you and the listeners' taxpayer dollars.
Right.
So we had all of these different options, for things to try. And the prosthodontist anyway, I don't know, maybe we were at the low end of that totem pole. We didn't have all of the cool features. I know the endodontists, they were all using electric. The periodontists, they were all using electric. And we tended to stay, even though we tried them out, the mentors had us try them out, we all tended to stay with the air-driven handpieces. And I think the reason was that, at least for me, I can't speak for my classmates, but at least I liked the tactile feel of it. It was smaller. It was streamlined. I enjoyed the air-driven. And it was also what I knew. We were just overwhelmed and inundated with information and new stuff. And so I didn't want to switch. If it wasn't broken, why fix it? So I think I stayed with what I knew from my dental school days.
So for your entire career, even up till now, you're using air-driven handpieces. You do use some electric, and we'll get into that. But something happened during COVID where you decided to try an NSK electric handpiece. Tell us what happened there.
And so during the pandemic, we had a lot of downtime, and I thought, I'm gonna make the switch. And NSK had these electric handpieces that were really, there was a really, really cool feature where you could switch from like an aerosol and you could kind of turn it off and you could dial it down from like a water stream to like, you know, and it was this really tremendous kind of step forward in terms of hygiene because we didn't want to be breathing in bad bacteria. Nobody knew what was going on. And so I moved almost exclusively to using electric during that period, and I kind of fell in love with electric, you know, all of the things that you hear. Turns out they were true.
Was that a big transition for you? Because the setup for electric is far different than a air driven.
Yeah, it was. It was definitely, there was some, you know, financial investment made, not just for the handpieces, but also for the tubing and the connections at the chair. You know, you needed a different computer system there to integrate with that. But there was a lot of things about the electric that were really great. And again, as a prosthodontist, my big thing was how much time am I spending removing old dentistry? And you know, you've done podcasts with other folks. You know, zirconia is huge. Zirconia is like everywhere. Everybody's placing zirconia. Why? Because you can mill it out in office. It's easy, it's fast, generally looks pretty good. But then we'd get these, you know, people that were doing, I don't know, teeth in an hour, you know, not to knock on that, but I mean, they were doing a lot of very fast dentistry that wasn't the cleanest, you know, and then patients were getting recurrent decay around the margins. So now I'm confronted on a Monday morning with a patient that has 6 to 8 full contour zirconia crowns that I have to remove. There's no way you could do that with an air driven, you know, said Miles Cone. I'd have arthritis in my hand by the time I was done. You know, it was just awful. It was not a fun day. Those were not days that we looked forward to. You know, the patients didn't like it because they're sitting there in the chair, you know, the teeth are getting hot, there's water everywhere. It just takes forever. And so the electric would just mow through these teeth, you know, as fast as I could hold down the rheostat, you know, it wouldn't lose any of the torque and it would just zip right through the teeth. It was great. The one downside, you know, and people always ask, and I like to be authentic, they want to know what the downside is. And the thing about the electric that I don't like, that I know that I don't know if I'll ever get used to, is they're a little bit bigger. They are a little bit bigger. And for a lot of clinicians, I know that doesn't bother them. That doesn't matter. Most of the dental offices that you're asking about trends, a lot of the dental offices that I go to when I'm assisting in surgeries, when I'm assisting my endodontist, they're all using electric. They love their electrics. They swear by them. And actually, I think they saw one of my interviews or videos and they went out and bought all the NSK. They outfitted their entire clinic with NSK handpieces. And now, when I go there and I have to like do a crown prep at the chair, you know, they're putting like a post in or they're taking a tooth out and I gotta like adjust it. I bring along my air driven handpieces, you know, if I just need that just delicate little balance and I don't need that kind of torque. But then, you know, and I had talked about this for years with my wife. You know, these are the conversations that you have at like 3 in the morning when you kind of wake up and you're like, oh man, wouldn't it be so great if, you know, things that you write down on a napkin and then you always wonder if, you know, the folks in the ether are listening to your conversations. Because I think right around the time of the last IDS, my wife and I were there. We were, you know, speaking for a few companies, and there were these massive NSK banners like hanging. And I remember I called the folks there. You know, I hadn't been made privy to, you know, the new hand pieces that were in the works. And I remember I called up the folks that we know here in North America, and I said, are you guys coming out with a new hand piece that I don't know about? And they said, oh yeah, we've got these new air-driven hand pieces. And you know, and NSK was making a big push towards electric. And I said, well, what's, you have air driven, what's new about the new? And they said, well, until you use it, it's hard to, you know, explain and just see just how much it is. You know, you won't believe until you use it, but the torque is, it's insane. It's incredible. Like the power and like the output, it's going to rival electric. And I thought, no way.
Yeah, I can't blame you for being skeptical, but that's the Timex Z series, correct?
Yes. So
Okay.
it's their titanium. It's these Timex Z series, and they are absolutely phenomenal. And again, and I'm going to echo the same thing that they told me. Until I can say it, you know, I can tell you how comparable it is to the electric hand pieces, and you won't know until you cut off that first second mandibular molar that's got a full coverage zirconia crown. That's when you will really appreciate that hand piece and what kind of power output it has. And that was the first time when I thought, you know what, these are the real deal. NSK sent me on loan. They sent me each one of each. It was like I believe it was a micro, which, I don't use a lot of micros. It's more for like pediatric dentists. There was the Timex Z890L, and then they have their larger, kind of their workhorse, the Timex Z990L. But I'll tell you, and I've mentioned this to people before, even though I don't do pediatrics, that little micro, it is quite powerful and it can get back in those little nooks and crannies. But on my patients that have, don't have microstomia or, trismus or something like that can actually open. I'll tell you what, man, that T,
The
the
Timex, yeah.
Timex, yeah, Z990L, like that is my go-to now. And, I don't want to say that my electrics are collecting dust, but this one, this handpiece is,
So
if I could afford it, I'd have a dozen of them.
for the equivalent power that it produces versus an electric, it's substantially smaller. You notice the size when you
Yes.
practice. And
Yeah.
that's the key factor and benefit that you like is that it's smaller and lighter.
To me, yeah, I notice it. It's definitely a little bit smaller. And I've heard this from other folks. They said, it feels like the electric feel like a little bit larger. And they are a little bit larger. And even though they've come down, they are pretty streamlined. They're pretty small. The air drivens are always going to be, have a smaller like footprint, I guess, in your hand or in the mouth, so to speak. And one of the things I think that I noticed first about this, I told you, like, we get these patients coming in, they've got this old dentistry, and it's always on a second molar, and it's always on a patient that's gagging and can barely open. And they have like a 100-degree angled head. And so that angle just really lets you see back there. My wife calls it no man's land because I'm just kind of prepping blind back there. And for once, I actually have a little bit of visibility. And for once, I actually have that power, in the back where the handpiece isn't slowing down and I can get through these crowns really fast. And because, as a prosthodontist, I mean, I'm just prepping teeth all day.
Yeah, let me ask you about that. So you are a prosthodontist, and tell us from the perspective of your margins, putting that chamfer on, when you have an electric, isn't the argument that there's a continuous torque and continuous steady speed power coming through that handpiece where you can create this very precise finish line of your prep versus air driven where you got your foot on the pedal and you're pushing air through. Is there anything to be said for that, or what's your thought on that?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Phil. So I will say this, with my electric handpieces, I can get a very, very clean margin because of that continuous speed that it's, I'm not like, it's not stop and go, stop and go, stop and go. And so for those types of things, I still go to my electric. And people that have, I always get students that want to come by and shadow at my office, and they always point to they're like, oh, what's up with this handpiece? And that one's got a red line on it. What does that red line mean? And I was like, well, this red line, that's my electric. These are my air driven, and it's on the same unit, and they always ask, well, why do you have sort of a hybrid system? And I say, because, if I have to prep teeth for like long out, I want something that's lightweight. Otherwise it gets kind of heavy over time. But the electric, when I need to refine my margins, I will still go back to the electric, and I'll make my margins nice and clean, especially if it's, you've seen my work. I'm showcasing these crown preps in magazines and photos, and I want it to look just like exquisite. Not to say that I can't get that with my air driven, because I certainly can. But it's nice to have the option of using the air driven like when I need it, So there's a lot of reasons to have both. But this, for the folks that are concerned about going air driven because they've been using electric, they've gotten used to that power that they're generating, I would highly recommend trying these air driven handpieces. I do not think you'll be disappointed.
So I guess one thing to consider is, Dr. Cohen, that if a dentist is an associate at a dental practice, and then he takes it over, for instance, instead of retrofitting the entire practice with electric because they've been advised of the power, torque, and speed that electric provides, it's a lot less expensive to just advance the actual handpiece and keep the system the way it is to save those costs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. Before you start retrofitting things and, incurring that extra cost, especially if it's a new associate or employee, you're gonna have so many bills and things like that. I would suggest 100% try these air-driven handpieces. Try, I again, if you're doing pedo, sure, get the micro, but my recommendation would be to do the Z990L. That is gonna be so close in comparison to what you're used to with the electric. It will not disappoint. And I will put my license on that and guarantee it. It is a very, very powerful handpiece. It has 44 watts of power that's being generated, and the cutting is just, it's so exceptional, it's so fast. And the first few times that I used it, I was like, oh, you know, should we have we and we did that. We went through that process of retrofitting during the pandemic. So again, I know the pain points of the costs involved. You know, I thought, huh, maybe I should have tried this first. I was a few years too late, but you know, we're in a great time in dentistry now where we have these options available.
So let's talk about something else that's very important, and that's the company that actually manufactures the equipment. You're a prosthodontist. Your livelihood is based on your equipment performing reliably every day. And we can't just judge the equipment by how it performs the day we buy it. We want to make sure we get something that's going to last a long time. And you have a story that I found very interesting relating to a micromotor that you bought many years ago. And this stemmed from your residency program.
A lot of the residents would set up their own little at-home mini labs because you were just away from family forever. So I went on eBay and I bought an NSK micromotor. It's a Z500. So anybody that's listening, you won't find this anymore. They don't sell this one. They have a new one, like a new and improved one. I bought this 11, 12 years ago, secondhand. This thing, and I use it every day. I mean, cutting temp, like you know, trimming my provisionals, grinding on my dentures. It's my laboratory micromotor. This thing is like my Toyota 4Runner. It's never gonna die. This
Yeah,
thing has
they
a
don't
million
die.
miles on it. It will not die.
Yeah.
Like, and I almost wish, and when I was speaking to the folks at NSK, they were like, you know, Miles, we can send you one of our new ones. And I was like, you're gonna send me a new one, it's gonna be in a box. Like, this one works.
Yeah, so it's important when you make a decision to outfit an office, when you're putting the equipment in, when you're planning, you really want to make sure that the company that you're getting this equipment from has a track record, number one, and also stands by their product on warranties. And what's the warranty on? Do you know the warranty? I know that's kind of a specific question that might
Yeah,
be.
that's a. I don't know. To be honest with you, I'm not certain. I know all I know is that like the handpieces I had before I switched over to NSK, whenever I'd send them in, you know, we'd get like a $75 repair bill for the ball bearings or whatever it was. But the thing, and I don't even have an issue with like whatever the cost to repair it is, because you get what you pay for. I mean, it's a good high quality product, and you can tell from the moment that you feel it. What's important to me is that I have customer service, right? And the folks at NSK are awesome. You know, and I always joke that even if they fired me, like I would still have like use exclusively their products. They're so easy to get in touch with, and that's really important too, is that you have like a contact, that you have a connection. And I know like some dentists want to like, you know, find off-label stuff and off-market like stuff, but I'm like, just go with the good quality handpieces from the beginning, especially a handpiece. I mean, there's other areas where you can cut corners. Like you could cut corners on your 2x2s and your you
Right.
know, your
What?
patient bibs.
So no doubt we all rely on our equipment every day, and when a piece of equipment goes down, it certainly can hurt workflow and productivity. But all equipment in reality has a serviceable life. And once we get to the end of that life, we want to replace it. What are some of the signs of a handpiece that's on its way out? And the reason why I'm asking this is because we should take notice of these symptoms, so to speak, so we could replace it or repair it promptly so we don't have any downtime.
So in my experience, you know, from the past, I've noticed that I'll hear noises inside the hand, like wheezing and whirring that was never there before. You know, and that could also be a product of me just not cleaning it. But I'm pretty diligent about, you know, cleaning and spraying and lubing my hand pieces. I'll notice sometimes my other hand pieces, you know, like residue coming out, you know, the back end or the head, you know, different things like that. It'll slow down, it's not cutting as fast, or it'll start to cut and then it'll just stop. It'll be kind of stop and go, and you sit there and you try to figure it out, and you tinker, and then at some point, like I said, you just eventually just want something that works.
And the time that we spend chairside is so valuable as dentists. You can't, there's no excuse for using anything that you're frustrated with that takes up time and slows you down and just takes the joy out of practicing. So at this stage of the game where we are now, and I know you're a big fan of NSK, but there are other handpiece companies out there that make air driven and electric. Are we at a stage right now in dentistry where most of the top brands should be pretty reliable?
You know, this is the thing, I guess, as a KOL, and I don't like the term influencer or whatever it is, but I get DMs, I get messages, I get hands raised in the audience all the time. Well, hey, I've got like this, you know, whether I'm showing like the scanner I use, whether I'm showing the impression material, whatever the product is, the ceramic. Yeah, but I use and then insert whatever the competing company is, right? And I always say, you know, it's kind of like wizards and wands. Like a really good wizard can, you know, create the spell. It's not the wand that they're using. But let me say this with a caveat. I have used a lot of hand pieces, and I do think that there are marked differences. And again, maybe because I'm a prosthodontist, I'm very acutely aware of those differences. You know, like the folks who are like the high-end car aficionados or the high-end watch, they notice like the differences in those things, which is why they like to spend the money on those nicer things. I do think there's a lot of good hand pieces out there. I mean, I know what I'm going to use until I retire. You know, and I can't speak for other companies because for the last 7, 8 years, I've been, I guess, faithful and monogamous
Right.
to one company. You know, but
But
the
you've
only answer
tried
I
several other major brands. You have tested them, and I know they have a trial program with NSK. You can actually try the handpiece, which seems quite generous for
Oh yeah,
something.
no. So in the beginning, yeah, they do have a trial program, and NSK sent me a bunch of hand pieces. They're like, "Hey, try these out. You know, return them when you're done." You know, and I never returned them. I was like, "No, they're good." And then came the invoice for, you know, the next six that I had to purchase. Like, they're really, really great hand pieces. And again, I don't want to sound like just like an NSK fanboy, but I mean, there are certain products that, you know, when you tell people that you use them, you don't have to explain, well, why did you get that, or why are you using that? And I feel like
So,
NSK is one of those.
for the listeners that are out there, Dr. Cohen, that are considering purchasing a new air-driven handpiece in the near future, what are the key features and benefits that should be top of mind for those dentists who are in that position?
Yeah, so again, you know, being an extension of myself as a clinician, obviously I want something that's ergonomic. And you know, you and I have chatted in the past about our pain points, like, you know, all puns intended, about being a tall, lanky dentist. You know, I have so many other pain points. I don't need that in my wrist and hands as well. So I want something that's lightweight. It's got a nice tactile feel to it. You know, I also want something safety, because there's a human being attached to these white things, right? I need a handpiece that's got a high level of safety. These air-driven hand pieces, the Timex hand pieces, new NSK hand pieces, they have a feature on them, this quick stop functionality. I don't know if that's the technical term. That's what I call it. It's a quick stop feature that when you stop, I mean, within a second, it stops. It doesn't like gradually like taper off. You know, it's like it stops. Like, so when I start, it starts. When I stop, it stops. That's really important. Again, having great customer service, I think that one goes unsaid a lot of times. People just want, you know, you'll hear people say, "I want it to be less expensive. I want it to be," no, man, I want somebody there for me. Like, when, and it'll be a when, it's not an if, like when you need a repair, when something goes wrong, I want that company to be Johnny on the spot. I want a replacement. I want it fixed. I want it, you know, I want to know, like, I want to feel like they're a partner in this process with me and not just there to make money, you know what I mean? So other things, yeah, you know, the torque is always going to be the big one. And that's what you hear people talk about all the time. Oh, the torque, you know, how much power is this going to generate? And so and I think that's the thing for anybody listening. Like, again, we've said this enough times, but these hand pieces have so much just power generated from them that was not previously available. Like, when we started our practice 8 years ago, when we first did our first podcast, I could not have imagined having this conversation with you now about how in love with air driven I was, specifically for the reason that I could cut through, you know, half a dozen zirconia crowns in as many minutes. You know what I mean? It's as fast as I can, like, you know, hold the rheostat down, I can get through these crowns.
That's what's beautiful about the free market. You know, electric was gaining some momentum among the clinicians because of what you said, primarily the torque. That's all we heard about. And we saw the trade shows and the videos of this thing cutting through zirconia like butter. And people like their air driven, though. So the manufacturers upped the ante with the air driven handpieces. And now it rivals electric. You know, you could do fine with an air driven without having an electric, although to have the best of both worlds isn't a bad thing, but that's a luxury, right?
Right. And again, if somebody said, "Hey, unlimited budget, what would you do?" I'd tell them both. Just
Right.
like, what I mean, I'm biased because I have both, you know, and I recognize the benefits of those. If I have a full mouth rehab to do, you know, and it's a lot of old crowns to cut through, you know, maybe I'll grab the electric after all, you know, and just start going to town. But if it's, you know, like I said, if it's like half a dozen teeth, like a 6 through 11, we get that all the time. They had some veneers placed somewhere else that they don't like and it's bonded on. Or if I'm working in a really tight space, again, any crown that I have to cut off or prep, you know, if it's like a natural tooth, it's a first or second molar, I'm almost always going to go to my air now, my 990L, if it'll fit, because it's just smaller and I have that space and I have that visibility. And that was something that I've missed for the last few years, that I have that luxury and that convenience now.
Yeah, no, fantastic stuff. Congratulations, Dr. Cohen, on your new practice,
Thank you.
relocating your new practice. It's really exciting. We're certainly going to have you on more podcasts coming up to follow how you've digitized your world through the recommendation of your wife, which is
Yeah, you
fantastic.
know about
Oh,
that.
yeah,
Yeah.
I know about that.
Well,
That
thank
mean,
you.
yeah, I mean, just so you know, folks, Dr. Cohen's wife went to a dental convention meeting. Dr. Cohen was lecturing, and his wife was out there talking in the hallway to all these dentists that were completely digitized. And when he came off the stage later on, she said, "Miles, we need to digitize our practice." And he was the one that was lecturing. And sure enough, they did. And we did a series of three podcasts on your digital workflow, which was really
That's
fantastic.
right. Yeah.
Yeah. So
And
and
now
that's
that's a huge part of my content now is digital dentistry and, you know, showing workflows for that now, you know.
Yep.
So
Yeah, we got to thank your wife for
crazy
that.
how things have changed.
Absolutely. All right. Well, good luck to you. We'll talk to you soon, Dr. Cohen. Thanks so much for a very, very good podcast.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Phil. Always. Cheers.